Junior Jewels. I'm Carly.
And I'm Jess, and we are the hosts of Typical Tuesday Night,
a Taylor Swift podcast. Hello, and welcome back to Typical Tuesday Night.
We can't believe that Taylor is playing her final Eras Tour shows in Singapore this week before she takes a two-month break. I actually forgot that she was going to have a few like decent breaks through the Eras Tour. And this is the first one that she'll take before she returns to Paris, which I don't know why. I feel like the Paris shows are going to be epic. Those were the international shows. If I were to go to an international show, I really wanted to go to Paris.
It'd be so cool.
It would.
Well, and it just reminds me of Lover live from Paris.
Yes, yes. And I love Paris from Midnights, and I'm sure she'll play that when she's there.
I don't know.
So fun. I also can't believe how close we're getting to the release of the Tortured Poets Department.
I can't wait.
I'm so interested to see the marketing that she does for the new album while she's on this break from tour.
To see what she does. Well, it's crazy. She's already doing so much marketing for it on tour.
Yeah.
So it'll be really interesting to see what she keeps doing.
For sure. So today we thought it would be fun to tell you more about Taylor's touring crew. From her dancers, backup singers, band, and more, some have been with her since the beginning too, which is so special.
Yes, there are some really fun stories about some of her crew members, and so we're just really excited to share it with you. So first off, we're going to start with the dance crew, and the head choreographer is Mandy Moore. No, not like Rapunzel Mandy Moore. Choreographer Mandy Moore. I don't know. That confused me at first.
Yeah.
So when Taylor's team reached out to Mandy to choreograph for the tour, she was so shocked, as
anyone would be.
Yes.
Even if you're the best of the best, which she is one of the best, you're just like, they're choosing me.
Yeah. Like they could choose anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she said, quote, "Well, first of all, you're like, are you what Taylor Swift wants me?" End quote. And Mandy said she felt like it was such a huge honor, and she always talked about what it was like working with Taylor. And this is what she said about that. "I love that she is a hard worker. She cares so much about what she's doing. She wants the fans to have the best show possible, and she stops at nothing to get that done. And I appreciate it because I like to work hard too. And we are really alike. We had a really good working relationship. It was awesome."
I love that.
I do too.
She also talked about the collaboration process, and Mandy spoke on the simplicity and clarity Taylor brought to the table. She said, "It honestly was a very simple process. You talk about what you're going to do. She has ideas, and then you put it up on its feet. She's really clear about what she wants to do and how she wants to move. And I just think the world of her. It was a really lovely experience." I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
That she knows how she wants to move.
Yes. I'm sure she knows, like, I feel comfortable doing this, but I also think there's a lot of Easter eggs that she puts in.
For sure.
Like, you think about, especially like the choreography with
the Harry Styles move.
Yeah. And like, even what's the one with the boxes? Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
But like stuff like that, I think there's very intentional things.
Yes.
And I'm sure she kind of pictures what she wants it to look like because she has a vision for what she wants to bring to life with the song.
Well, and you know, she does a lot of callbacks to in her dancing to the eras before.
Yeah.
And so I love it. So we have talked about this a little bit before, but Dancing with the Stars did a Taylor Swift night, and Mandy Moore came and on as a guest judge, which was super fun.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Yeah, that was where she said a lot of these things about working with Taylor. So that was super fun too. Okay, so let's jump into the dancers. So the dancers on this tour are all new. I think that's pretty common for her to have new dancers.
It seems like, those ones aren't as consistent.
Yeah,
as
it doesn't really seem like those come back as often.
Yeah.
There are 16 dancers, and their names are Cameron Saunders, Jan Ravnik. Also, I'm so sorry if I don't say some of these names like, right.
Oh, good thing you're reading this list.
Wiley Yoshimura, Sam McWilliams, Natalie Reed, Raphael Thomas, Audrey Douglas, Kevin Scheisbach, Karen Chuang, Sydney Moss, Tori Evans, Tamaya Lewis, Taylor Banks. Oh man, Adaze Ané, Natalie Peterson, and Amanda Balin.
Honestly, great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job. Better than I would have done. So while all of the dancers are amazing, there are definitely some fan favorites from the tour. So we're going to give a little bit of extra info on a few of those. So first, we're going to talk about the beloved Cam Saunders. Before the Eras Tour, Cam had choreographed with numerous universities and dance companies, and he also performed with Lizzo,
which is that was a highlight.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Cam was an instant favorite of fans. He's the one that has the solo during Bejeweled and is always just so fun. And I love seeing him interact with Taylor.
Yes.
He's just like, he's one of those people that has incredible stage presence. Mm-hmm. Like your eye just goes to him because he's just so entertaining. He's also the one during We Are Never Getting Back Together that says in that like sassy voice, like ever.
Yeah.
So he does that so well too.
I love it. So another fun fact about Cam is his brother, Kalen Saunders, actually used to play on the Chiefs with Travis. So
cool. Yeah.
People like when people found that out, they kind of speculated if that played any part in them like getting together. And I don't know that I think that wasn't necessarily the case, but I am sure that Cam
said something to his brother.
He's, you know, like my brother says he's a great guy or, you know, something like that. They actually won the Super Bowl together last year before Kalen announced his retirement. So that was super fun. And then I thought it would be fun to Cam posted like a really cute like birthday post for Taylor. And I loved his caption. I think that seeing some of these captions from her tour members kind of give a peek into like the relationship for that they have. And so he said, meeting you and dancing for/with you has been the most transformative, life-changing, and paramount experiences of my life thus far. Your heart and dedication and generosity knows no bounds, and we are all better in a multitude of ways because of you. Watching you set record after record and hit milestone after milestone, I just, with like the mind-blown emoji, you are truly a phenomenon, and I/we get to be a small sliver of that her story. My gratitude is endless. Happy birthday, boss lady. We love you. Our person of the year.
Oh, that's cute.
I know.
That's really sweet. So cute. That's cute. Okay, so another fan favorite dancer is Natalie Reed, and Natalie has performed with artists such as Billie Eilish, Pitbull, and Jennifer Lopez. I feel like if you are dancing with J-Lo,
yeah, you know what you're doing.
Yes. And also, she was a Radio City Rockette for 11 seasons. Again, like,
yeah,
you've got to be very talented.
I should look it up. I actually have seen the Rockettes live like their Christmas special when I was in high school.
Oh my gosh.
And it would be so crazy if like she was in it.
Yeah.
That would be so
funny. That's really cool. So she's the gorgeous redhead who plays Rebecca Harkness during the Last Great American Dynasty.
And I just love that performance.
That performance really made me love that song even more.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's so cool to see that kind of come to life. And I especially love seeing it so up close in the Eras Tour movie too, because you get to really see everything that's going on. So, Wiley Yoshimura is another fan favorite on tour. He has worked with artists such as Janet Jackson, Rihanna, and Jennifer Lopez again, which I thought was so cool. You may remember him from his performance in Vigilante Shit during the tour. He is one of the few males that perform during that number.
Oh, yeah. So. Okay. I know. It's like as soon as we mention which part, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
He has like really long straight hair.
Yep. I totally know who you're talking about. So another one of the male dancers that perform during that set is Sam McWilliams, and he's another dancer that fans really, really love. And he's worked with artists such as Bebe Rexha and Meghan Trainor, and he has performed on So You Think You Can Dance and also at American Music Awards. You probably remember him for his solo during Midnight Rain with the umbrella while Taylor's doing that like quick costume change under the other umbrellas.
Okay, next up, we want to highlight Raphael Thomas. He has performed with artists such as Mary J. Blige, Janet Jackson, and John Legend. Thanks. Like Janet Jackson's another huge one. And we, as well as many of you, love Raphael for his amazing part he played during the Tolerate It performance.
Which is one of my favorites.
I know, which like sounds so silly because he doesn't, it's not like he dances or anything, but
it
required really great acting. Yes. And he did so well. And he also dances alongside Taylor during her Style performance. And after the opening weekend of tour, he thanked Taylor in an Instagram post he made. He said, "Taylor Swift, you're a gem to work with, and I'm honored to be a part of your vision. Thank you for your honesty and transparency in your work and giving us room to be full and do the same. Cheers to you on this epic ride, and congratulations to you on this record-breaking creation."
That's cool. Last but certainly not least, we have Jan Ravnik. So Jan has been a backup dancer for Mariah Carey, Paula Abdul, and Bruno Mars.
Oh, which another huge.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Big names.
And then appeared on X Factor and Got Talent. So Jan has so many memorable moments throughout the Eras Tour performances. His crazy faces he makes during The Man, which iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, iconic.
So funny.
And then his, like, another iconic moment and erotic dancing during Lavender Haze, which
is all over
TikTok. I'm sure you all have seen me.
Yes.
Up close videos. It's amazing, but they are fan favorites for sure. And he's often nearby Taylor. He like takes her fur jacket off during Lavender Haze, holds the umbrella over her in Midnight Rain. And then there's just like a few other spots that he does that too. So you'll have to watch that.
Yeah.
When you stream, there's tour coming up.
Yes. So next we're going to talk about Taylor's backup singers, and they call themselves the Starlights.
That's cute.
Yeah. Their name is in reference to Taylor's song Starlight, which was first released on Red in 2012. They first performed with Taylor at the 2012 MTV VMAs, singing We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. And most of the members have been touring with Taylor since the Red Tour. The Fearsome Foursome not only do background vocals, they also have a choreography for each performance, making them both band members and dancers.
That's cool that they have done that with her for so long too.
Yeah.
Like that's really, really cool. Oh, that would be such a cool job.
I literally can't imagine.
Oh. I would die.
I would die to just work backstage, let alone like work as closely as you would on like background vocals or as a dancer or a band member. Like, oh my gosh. That's
crazy.
It's so cool.
That's cool. Okay, so these people are, I don't see, now I have to read the name. We'll see how I do. Melanie Nima, Camilla Marshall, Elliot Nicole Woodford have all been with Taylor since the Red Tour, and then Jesslyn Gorman joined them for the Reputation Tour and beyond. And then Melanie Nima is one that you see with Taylor often in social settings. She's attended a few Chief games this past season, and then will usually attend Taylor's birthday parties too.
Yes.
You've probably seen her in Instagram posts.
Yeah, for sure. She has a very sweet post for Taylor's birthday this past year as well. And she said, What a year it's been, and what an absolute joy to ride this massive wave with you. The way you inspire, support, motivate, love, and truly split my sides with laughter is second to literally no one. It's a big ask because look at you, but here's to hoping 34 shapes itself into your very best year yet. There is no heart more deserving, and I love yours more than all the champagne and late night chicken tendies in all of New York and beyond.
That's cute.
I love that.
See, and I love when you get to see sides of Taylor that you don't hear about often.
Yes.
And like they're hanging out eating late night chicken tendies, chicken tenders.
Can I just say
together? That's cute.
In all the things that have happened this year, it has made me the most proud that Taylor loves herself some good chicken tenders, because if you know me very well, you literally know that's my favorite food. Like any restaurant I go to, I mean, I know which ones I like to order them and which I don't, but like that is where my eye is drawn anywhere I go. So the fact that she loves them makes me happy. But yeah, I love to hear like from other people's like personal experiences and like how they feel, because these people work closely with her, and her specifically, she's known her since the Red Tour. So for like 11, almost 12 years.
That's crazy.
And it's fun to hear what she has to say about her.
Okay, so last we're going to talk about Taylor's band. There's some really fun and longtime history with some of the band members that we're really excited to chat about. So they actually call themselves The Agency, and the story behind the name's pretty funny. So the band's name came up during the filming of the video for Picture to Burn, which is so long ago. You guys, that's March 14th, 2008. Since all of them dressed up in suits, chucks, and dark glasses, pretending to be secret agents, they adopted that look during some live performances. That's awesome.
So
but
funny.
I love that that's stuck around.
Yeah.
That's, oh, I love it.
I love it too. Some band members have come and gone. Some are new, and some have been around since the beginning. Today, we're going to be focused on those who are currently playing in her band on the Eras Tour. The members of the band currently are Amos Heller, David Cook, Matt Billingslea, Karen DePiano, Max Bernstein, Mike Meadows, and Paul Sidoti.
So Amos Heller plays the bass and is one of the longstanding members of Taylor's band. He actually started playing with her sometime in like 2007. So long ago. And has been part of her crew ever since. He is, along with everyone else in Taylor's band, really close friends with Taylor. And I feel like, obviously, like if you've known somebody since 2007 and you work so closely with them, like, of course you're going to be good friends. Well, you would hope. I'm sure if you didn't get along, though, she would either replace you or you would leave.
Well, I think that's why it wasn't a good experience. Yeah, I think that's why it's so telling how many of her people have stuck with her for a long time. I think it really says a lot. So. Yep.
He says his favorite song by her is The Archer, which is also on his favorite album, Lover. And then in 2022, he also revealed that his favorite tour to be part of was the 1989 World Tour, which was in 2015. He said, great set list, 1,000 special guests, favorite version of I Knew You Were Trouble, and We Are Never Getting Back Together. That's cool to like hear what he enjoys.
Yeah, I thought that was fun to hear some more like personal stuff from him. He also said that currently on the Eras Tour, he has some favorites that they perform. He says, I'm usually drawn to the high energy stuff. So songs like Look What You Made Me Do, I Knew You Were Trouble, and Don't Blame Me are some current highlights. But he also enjoys the quiet challenge of playing slowly and with consistent dynamics. So he loves songs like Cardigan and All Too Well.
That's really cool. Next we have David Cook, and you guys, I literally had to look up, is this the David Cook that won American Idol? I was like, what in the world is that? It is not him. Okay. In case anybody else was confused like me. So he is an accomplished pianist and composer. He actually first performed with Taylor when she performed on board the Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas in Cozumel, Mexico on January 21st, 2011. And then he's worked as the musical director for Taylor's concert tours ever since. And until 2023, he was also the band's masterful pianist. Okay, so we also have Matt Billingsley. That sounds more right.
Yeah, that's probably how
we're going to go with that.
Billingsley.
Cool. All right. So he joined Taylor's band as a drummer in 2013 for the Red Tour and then has been a member of the band ever since.
Yes. And Max Bernstein is one of the newer members of the band. He has been a part of the crew since the Reputation Stadium Tour in 2018, and he plays the guitar and keys. So the newest member of the band is Karina DePiano, which, very ironic that her last name is DePiano, because she joined Taylor's band as a keyboardist and pianist in 2023 at the start of the Eras Tour. She also appeared in Taylor's I Bet You Think About Me music video in 2021.
I didn't realize that.
Which is super fun.
That's cool. I do remember her, though, because she plays like a little solo mm-hmm. while she's like setting up for
Tolerate It.
And I was like, dang, yeah, this is really pretty. Another longstanding member of Taylor's band is Mike Meadows, and he's been a member of Taylor's band since the Fearless Tour. I love seeing who's been.
I know.
Like, they've been here for so long.
So long.
So he contributes guitar, banjo, mandolin, bass, cello, keys, synth, and backup vocals.
Does it all.
My gosh. Seriously. I know. Like, people that are like that, it blows me away.
Yeah.
It really, really does. I'm like, you are talented. You are talented.
So cool. Okay, last but not least, we have Paul Sidoti. He is the lead guitarist and vocalist, and for some reason, he's my favorite.
No, I agree. Well, it's funny because I didn't realize how many of these others
had been with her so long.
Because every time I look up on stage, I'm like, oh, there's Paul.
Yeah.
But like, I never say that about like, oh, there's Mike.
Or Amos.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people remember and recognize Amos, but for me, and I don't know, I actually, after like doing research for this, I think part of it is that Paul posts a lot on social media. Mm. And so I wonder if that has to do with it. And I've seen him, I don't know.
I just also feel like he has a really, like, just a look that's like easy to remember.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like because he is like the lead guitarist, I do think we see him more than others.
Yeah. He's been with her since the beginning as well. And they just seem to have such a sweet relationship. I think that's another reason why he seems so memorable to me. Yeah. They specifically, like on tours, have like specific moments of like the two of them.
That they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has toured with her since December of 2007. And in addition to touring, he has also played on her studio albums, Speak Now in 2010 and Fearless Taylor's Version in 2021. So if you don't know, it's actually really uncommon for like the live band to actually play on the album. It's mostly just for live performances. And so the fact that he did contribute to studio albums is super really cool too. So those albums have sold millions of copies worldwide, and it's super fun because I love the piano version of Forever and Always from Fearless. I love it so much. He's the one playing the piano.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
That's really cool. I did not know that.
I know.
I love that version.
He like made a post about it. And he said, Taylor chose me to recreate that magic once again and to also do one of my favorite things, which is to play acoustic piano. Getting to play the ballad version of Forever and Always will go down as a personal highlight for me.
Isn't that so cool? So did he do that for Taylor's version then or both? Do you know?
I think just Taylor's version because
that's kind of the vibe I'm getting here.
He wasn't listed on like
the original.
For the original Speak Now, but not the original Fearless. And so I think it was probably just the later one.
That's so cool.
Isn't that awesome?
That is really, really cool.
I love it. I wonder how she like decides because she can clearly play the piano.
Oh yeah, she could. Especially that song. It's not like it's super.
So you wonder how she decides. I mean, to me that kind of shows that like maybe that was like a special thing for them to be able to like share.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. So he also talks about some of his favorite artists that he's been able to perform with, which we thought would be cool to share. So he says, Taylor has had numerous guest artists on tour over the course of his tenure. Some of his personal highlights include playing for Mick Jagger, Steven Tyler, Bryan Adams, Justin Timberlake, Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Nick Jonas, Selena Gomez, Alison Krauss, Miranda Lambert, John Legend, Ricky Martin, Shawn Mendes, Rascal Flatts, Darius Rucker, Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry, Carly Simon, and James Taylor, just to name a few. When you put all those next to each other.
So epic.
Oh my gosh.
What a cool opportunity.
That's amazing.
That is so cool. So I found a really fun Instagram post from Paul that he made talking about his audition for Taylor, which is so fun. So he said, when he made this post, I don't remember exactly when it was. He said, 13 years ago, yesterday, Tim McGraw was released. I remember when I got the call to audition and heard this song. Something just spoke to me about this new artist named Taylor Swift. The innocence of the lyric was undeniable, and the song was so beautifully written and recorded. Music has the ability to take you back to a time, a place, a feeling, a memory. I have so many amazing memories surrounded by the song. Seeing her on stage at Riverbend in Cincinnati, Ohio for the first time from the side of the stage, asking people to put their cell phones in the air, those early shows with her in 2008 when we would play the remaining theaters before we would open for Rascal Flatts, when I'd look out and see that galaxy of cell phones swaying back and forth during the bridge of the song and looking over at Caitlin Bird with the biggest smiles and getting goosebumps. This will always be such a magical song to me. Put it on and let it take you back to that place.
Oh,
isn't that so cute? I'm obsessed with
that. That is seriously so cute.
He seriously makes, I mean, if you guys go look at his Instagram, like he makes a lot of really cute posts with Taylor.
Yeah.
And it just warms my heart. Oh. He's the sweetest.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, just like even looking at this post, he puts it so well about how songs do take you back in time and mm-hmm. give you those feelings and give you those memories. And it kind of reminds me back of our love songs episode, because I included Tim McGraw and I said, I think it's just because that song is so nostalgic for
me. Yeah, it takes you back.
It takes me back. And it's just like, this
is so ironic.
Her first love
because
song.
Because that's what the song is about.
No, exactly.
It's so.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
But when he was talking about that and how like that song takes him back and he's like, put it on, let it take you back to that place. I was like, that's how I feel when I hear that. Like,
yes.
I know it's not one of her best songs.
Yeah.
But like, it really does take me back to a place. And so the fact that he was saying that, I was like, oh.
I know.
I feel you. I feel you.
I love it so much. Just him, Paul and Taylor, man. Cutest little duo.
They really are. Okay, so outside of her dancers, backup singers, band members, it's crazy. There are so many others that work so hard to make these tours possible. And so many people, you know, we've got like people behind the scenes, the stage crew, truck workers, just a ton of people. And if you didn't know, Taylor actually gave some major bonuses to those who were part of the tour last year towards the end of the US leg.
Yes, it was so cool. She actually gave $100,000 bonuses to each truck driver
so cool.
of her tour before the Saturday night show in Santa Clara, California. She has around 50 drivers.
So crazy.
50 on her tour, which of course there's, I mean, so much that she needs and going so many different places, but like
for sure.
What an intense job.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you imagine that?
No.
And so I love that she did that for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, she has about 50 drivers on her tour, which makes the total amount of money for just the truck drivers was around $5 million.
Yeah. I love though that it really does show that she recognizes everybody that puts this tour on.
Yes.
That it's not just her backup dancers and her singers and her band and herself.
Well, and she even, she it was recognizes. Like very personal. She wrote handwritten notes to all of them, and her personally delivered all of them to the truck drivers. Like, it was really special.
That's so cool.
And I'm totally going to botch this name, but Mike Schirkenbach.
I think so. Yeah.
Schirkenbach. I didn't botch it.
Yeah. Crushed it.
He runs the concert transportation company Show Motion, and he has worked on a number of Taylor's tours over the years. He said that Taylor has always been generous, but the latest bonuses have been life-changing to the drivers.
I mean, $100,000?
Yeah.
That is amazing money.
Yes. That's more than some people's salaries.
Yeah.
You know,
that's crazy. So he continued to say, she's giving a sum of money that is life-changing for these people. He said, a lot of these drivers are not homeowners, and a lump sum like this gives you the ability to put a down payment on a home. That's what makes me really happy. The generosity is the game changer for these people. Yeah. See, it just like gives you the chills. Like, this is so cool that she is helping people be able to, you know, put a down payment on a home.
Yes.
And like changing the lives of their families.
Yes. Wow. So special.
She also reportedly gave bonuses to band members, dancers, lighting and sound technicians, caterers, and other crew members. And Schirkenbach said most artists of Swiss level of fame typically give drivers $5,000 to $10,000 extra. Oh my gosh. So then you think Taylor, $100,000?
$100,000.
I do really like that, though, that she can do that.
Yeah.
And so she does.
Yes. Well, you know? That's why, I mean, when, especially when it, again, the man, Taylor Swift and money. Whenever it comes to Taylor Swift and money, there's even things going around right now that are frustrating about Taylor Swift and money and people complaining about her wealth.
Yeah.
And her, like, when she announced the tour, I am not even joking you. People were like, she has enough money. She should do this for free. I literally saw people say that. I'm like, seriously? Are you that ignorant? Like, she has people to pay. Oh, I will happily pay my $250 for my ticket to go, and with a great seat, by the way. It was not a nosebleed seat, let me be clear. People think that it costs ridiculous for nosebleed seats. I will happily pay my $250 to see a show that I think is worth well above $250. If that means that she can do stuff like this.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, I mean, she wouldn't be able to put the tour on for free.
No.
Especially at the caliber that it is anyways. But to know that, like, she's able to do that for these people is really, really cool.
Oh, absolutely. I can't believe that people would even.
It's so annoying. It's so, it like makes my blood boil.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. Well, and people, like right now, she, like, we just were saying, I think, I don't remember if it was this episode or a different episode, but a current event is Taylor donated a bunch of money to the Chiefs parade.
Yeah.
Someone that died at the Chiefs parade. And she donated, the GoFundMe goal was $75,000, and Taylor herself donated $100,000. And people are making comments like, well, why didn't she just do $1 million? She's a billionaire. Well, if she just threw out $1 million to every single person, guess what? She'd eventually run out of money.
Yeah.
But she's giving a significant, life-changing, helpful amount. Just because she's not giving them everything that she has doesn't make it less meaningful.
No, absolutely.
And actually, this Mike Schirkenbach actually brings that up. So let me keep going. Okay. He says that they did the documentary on the last tour for Reputation for Netflix. And he said that she listed my drivers in the credits.
Aww.
To put the drivers' names in the movie credits, that shows the character of a person.
That's so cute.
So cute. So cute. And then I also love this, circling back to what we were talking about. He said, the comments that I read that bother me the most are when they're comparing what she gives to her net worth. Yeah. That's irrelevant. There are a lot of very wealthy people who choose not to share a dime of it. We work with all kinds of wealthy people, but this is not the norm.
Yeah.
Like, despite her net worth, she is very, very, very generous.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy. That's cool, though.
Yes.
I still can't believe she put their names in the movie credits. I know. That's really cool.
It is so cool.
I love that she doesn't seem to put anybody above anybody else.
Yeah.
Especially in terms of the people that she works with and the people that she realizes helps her do what she does. And yeah. I mean, I talk about this frequently, but she does that with her fans too. Mm-hmm. It's very much like, of course we know that Taylor Swift is way above us. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the way she talks about her fans and the way she tries to like their Instagram posts, like their Tumblr posts, mm-hmm. like connect with them, invite them to secret sessions. She really does try as best she can to have a relationship with her fans.
Yeah.
And try to stay on the same level as them.
Yeah. I love that. Well, that wraps up this week's episode. We hope you learned a lot. I know we did.
Yeah, for reals.
Like, I definitely learned so much. And it was so much fun learning about her tour crew, and it makes it even more fun to watch them all now. Don't forget, the Eras Tour movie releases to Disney Plus, where you can stream it anytime you want, starting next week. And I know I am so excited for that.
Oh my gosh, I am too. I seriously cannot wait to watch it whenever I want. Yeah. So if you love the podcast, we would love it if you would leave us a rating and review, or post about us on your Instagram stories, even just like take a screenshot wherever you're listening to this, and I don't know, tell us what you're doing while you're listening.
Yes.
You know, it'd be fun to see. We are just always so grateful for your support, and sharing with your friends just means a lot.
Thank you so much for tuning in this week to learn all about Taylor's tour crew. Long live all the magic they made.